Hey, remember, this is the football station. The damn football station. College, you want it. K-State and other stuff as well. NFL, you got it. What up? Sunday Night Football? Yes, sir. Right here, live on 610 Sports Radio, you can hear America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, against the defending Super Bowl champions, Philadelphia Eagles, starting at 6:45 on Sunday. Sunday Night Football, Cowboys, Eagles, right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
Right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President, are you worried?
That's enough.
Mr. President,
I
was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's
had,
enough.
Pardon me, ma'am.
Mr.
President, I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that... You may have indictments coming down because it's a hoax.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
That was the President of the United States, courtesy of CNN. Courtesy of CNN. Turner Broadcasting. What's his, Jim Acosta?
That's right.
Who later had his credentials stripped. I was watching that, and I literally thought, maybe my third thought was, is this why they put me in middays?
That's right.
I think if I were there to ask questions to Andy and specifically Bob Sutton, I would have my credentials revoked. I'm nervous. I'm going to be there for the Charger game. I'm nervous and don't trust myself. I'm the number one draft pick of any of the personalities that Six did to get his credentials revoked due to questions. Coaches. You don't think, I would think most people would think that I would be number me.
We got a few.
Me or Fesco, yeah, right?
Because
I don't think Fesco would, I don't.
They call him the Bulldog for a reason.
Wait, stop going by that. Bob Sutton, I could get, I've already had some Chiefs folks look at me funky with questions I've asked to certain players.
Are you the reason why none of them, why Lando won't come on the show?
I don't know why Lando won't. Once again, Lando, don't be scared.
Uh-oh. This is why.
Come on.
The thing that I know, if we went to a press conference, I would have to inch out of the press conference room because I would feel so uncomfortable because you would be unrelenting with a question that isn't really a question. I remember C-Dot one time. C-Dot at a Ned Yost press conference. You know, Hochaver was just awful. Awful. But the Royals had no other options for the rotation. And I remember Carrington being at a press conference and he looked at Ned and he's like, Ned, can you give me one reason why Hochaver's still in this rotation? And it was after a game when Hoch gave up 7 runs in 2 innings. And there was no reasoning why Hochaver was still in the rotation other than the fact that they had no one. And C-Dot just straight pissed off Ned Yost and the rest of the organization.
So he's in the running for you just because you saw that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be strong.
But I feel.
But you know me. You know I wouldn't put on an act. I'm not going to go in. I won't phrase them as to say, hey, Bob, why do you suck at your job so bad? But I would say it in a way that.
No, you'd say it in a more Richard Head way than that.
And I would react back to people.
And, yeah, I would inch out of the room because this isn't the president. You don't need to keep the heat on him. This is Bob Sutton. We're talking about the NFL.
Somebody needs to keep the heat on him.
Yeah, it's Andy Reid. But I always get uncomfortable when I see the sports reporter that thinks he's doing God's work at the press conference.
And you and think I that's, feel like that you would think be I you. Would be God's word.
No, I don't. Like, man, this is still just football. Let's calm down.
No,
like
I wouldn't be. No, I wouldn't everything. Be. No, I wouldn't be forcibly. But I would probably like this.
Answer
isn't,
the question. Bob.
I wouldn't be like that. I wouldn't be like that. But I would probably push him for things that I feel like people really want to know.
People like don't. See, that's a cop out. It's not what but, people want to know. It's what you want to get
no,
to the
we
bottom
hear it
of.
Every week.
But
are your press conferences as confusing to decipher what you're saying as your game plan meetings? Is that over the line?
The Chiefs also have people strategically placed to try to jump in and cut you off when you're clearly annoying whoever's at the podium.
Ron would box out him or her, whoever's trying to come for the mic. Uh-uh. Nope. No, I'm there
I got
first,
it.
And
I got it. I got, oh, hell, I don't.
And
I'm
I got
not,
the position.
No, I'm not touching nobody. I don't need a mic.
That's true.
I don't need no
hey,
damn mic.
Bob! Ron in the back.
And I'll talk through you. Only person I wouldn't is Ain't Karen. Everybody else, I'm talking right through you. Probably why they... I get so the Charger game, we'll see.
Well, they'll probably send you in the locker room. They won't let you go to the press conference.
Oh, I'm going to the press conference.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to the press conference. Like, I saw that, and I said, ooh, yep, that'd be me. That'd be me. Now, Eric, if I had to be up there with Eric Bieniemy, they might kick me out for being a little too close.
Preach.
Come on. I ain't got nothing else here. Let Lando come up to that mic, then we might really have some issues. If Lando, who'll never be good enough to come to the podium after a game.
God, I hope he's
there
today.
But Lando come to the podium.
God, I hope Lando balls out in that game that you...
See, someone here, 913, why do these teams not have to answer to their fans? See, that would be my thought. Like, I would form questions, not only things that I want to know, but I would form questions to what I think that people want to know.
Yeah, and then they
like
dodge
why,
it,
like,
and
like
then
I
they
would
move
say,
on.
Like I would say, come on, man, Andy, man, what's up with this day to day with Eric Berry? Like this doesn't make any sense. Nobody's day to day.
He mumble
for,
a bunch
for
of
months.
Trash and then move on to another question.
That's fine, but those questions aren't even posed sometimes
because everyone knows what you're going to get.
And there was no real follow up on Sammy Watkins' injury yesterday. It was just Sammy's day to day, and then that's move right. on, and nobody else said anything else about it.
Because do you think this is one that would get me in trouble? Because I, God to honest, would ask this because I want his answer, and I would think the people want his answer. When you come out, Andy, and say that it's up to Brett in terms of decisions on personnel, even though it would appear that you have the biggest voice, is this a cop out? That's probably gonna get me in trouble.
What a stupid question. Think that one through.
No, I want to know. Is this a cop-out? Why are you telling me to this is a Brett thing? We know it ain't no Brett thing. You run this.
That should be the question. Andy, do you run this?
Yes. Do you run this? They put me on the air right when they talk every day. Damn. All right, let's go ahead and grab a break because.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.